Hello, this is Christine with On Request Magazine. I'm here today to give you our audio review of Patrick Grant's re-release of his first album, Fields of Maize, for its 20th anniversary. And he adds some other strange music to go along for the ride. Way back in 1997, composer Patrick Grant got a group of exceptionally talented musicians together to perform the new music he had been working on. The end result was Fields of Maize, and it was recorded at Looking Glass Studio in 1998 on Grant's label Strange Music. The music was riveting, exciting, and dark, a reflection of the artist himself, I'm sure. Grant went on to build his own home studio and continued to create groundbreaking music. It was equal parts adrenaline and the stuff of nightmares. I have to admit, this stuff is right up my alley. The new music was never mixed, mastered, or released until now. This is where Fields of Maize and other strange music comes in. Grant's original work, along with the lost tracks, were both heavily influenced by chaos theory and the strange attractors found within. He blends various instrumental styles and fuses in elements of punk rock, classic composition, and pop culture to create a singular sound that may take listeners by surprise initially. Then as you continue to absorb the record with all its influences, including Grant's love of horror, you begin to understand that this is not your everyday radio fare you are listening to. It could be the soundtrack to your favorite scary movie. Maybe it's the soundtrack to chaos itself. I think the point is for the listener to interpret, much like an open-ended finish to a movie. It leaves you with more questions than answers, but that can be a good thing. A little bit about the record from the artist's perspective. Quote, Fields of Maize and Other Strange Music features mostly instrumental music in intriguing and unexpected fusions of technique and style. These include powerful percussion ensembles, a microtonal piano, and Indonesian gamelan played on homemade instruments, classical instruments playing turbulent weather patterns morphed into music, sonic fractals that are like melodic DNA, and similar and self-described. That's a really great explanation, I think, of what you're going to hear on this record. My favorite tracks are A Visible Track of Turbulence 2 and Imaginary Horror Film Part 1. They play back-to-back on the record and start off as what you see in your mind's eye in a suspense thriller, followed by what I'd imagine pure terror to sound like if it were put to music. I'm completely on board with both scenarios. This is not music to fall asleep to by any means, but Fields of Maize and Other Strange Music will definitely be on your rotation once you take a listen and take that chaotic ride. We are going to put down some links for you at the end of this. That way you can check it out for yourself and pick up the album, and you're not going to want to miss it. Thanks, guys, and look forward to the next review coming very shortly.